The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.
When you're out of alignment, it affects everything. Well, this is what really matters, and we're going to start now. Welcome to What Really Matters. This is your host, Peter McClellan. And as happens from time to time, I get the opportunity to talk about what I see going on in the world. Jeff Hyback, our manager at Strategic Equity Management, has had a very busy week of travel away from Tucson. And so he's on his way back. But when he's traveling back, we can't do a podcast. So at any rate, a lot of you might think initially, financial advisor, he's going to talk about alignment of your portfolio. Pardon me. And we do talk about that a lot. We talk about, our relationship with money and having things aligned properly. But there's all different ways in our lives that I see as a financial advisor that people can get out of alignment with money. But I want to go back to something even more foundational. You know, we get out of alignment a lot of things. I can get out of alignment by staying up too late a number of nights in a row and then being a zombie and not being quite as present as I should be because I'm tired, you know, that kind of thing. That's something I'm guilty of. Guilty as charged. I have been. Or if you're in a mode where you're just not eating healthy and you're not getting some exercise, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not going to go there today. What I want to talk about, though, is the alignment of relationships, and especially for married people, especially for, well, people in general. We all need relationships, whether it's friendships, whether it's, family members, whether it's your relationship with God. You know, if things are not aligned, you think you can play it cool and wear this mask. Whereas, if somebody physically shoots you with a gun, you have a gunshot wound. Okay, duh. What does that mean? Well, what I'm getting at there is I think that there's times that we can, especially guys, I'm a guy, so I come at it from a guy's perspective, but I think there's times that we can mask the pain on the inside, not of a gunshot wound usually. I mean, if you're able to mask that, you're pretty tough. You know, if you're just walking like nothing happened, that's amazing. But we try and do that when there is turmoil on the inside, when there is pain, maybe some bitterness, maybe some resentments, maybe some thoughts of anger, hostility, unresolved. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in your head or your heart today, but I can tell you when you're out of alignment, you can go to work and pretend that everything's great. People see it though. They know what people that know you, they know what your real smile is and when you're, smiling like almost like grimacing in pain because you're trying to make a smile that isn't really there. It doesn't reflect your heart. There's something going on in the inside. People can tell when you're normally the person that is on target, just right on, can see things, can hear them, respond, and you're kind of half in a fog, not really giving something your full attention, not really being fully present in the moment. People know you. People know when that's happening. They can tell. They're not stupid. Even people that don't know you that well, it sometimes depends. We think we're really good at masking stuff. We're not. So here's the point. You will pay for this if you don't get things right. And what I mean by that is we think we can skate by with not getting things aligned. And so, but, whether it's forgetting to do something important because we're kind of in a fog, whether it's something that winds up costing us a lot of heartache and headache because we forgot, whether there's, something that we should have done, been more involved with, we pay for it. Or the bigger problem I think would be with this whole thing of alignment is we continue to not be the person that we are supposed to be, not as on in our game, so to speak, on top of our game of life, whether it's your vocation, your relationships, your family life, whatever it is. If you're out of alignment, you're out of alignment, and we think we can compartmentalize. We can't. We're not machines. We're not wired that way, if we're talking about wiring. So I just want to bring that up because I think there's something really, really powerful about being in alignment, you know, and because here's the deal. When you're not in alignment, you don't have peace. You don't really have peace. You don't really have joy. You can play along, like I say, but people know something's not right. Something's not right. And in time, it's like my chiropractor friend Tom across the parking lot here. He has this big photograph that I keep referencing because it always had an impact on me. It's this drop of water going into a body of water, and it's another drop that's about to hit, and it's caused this rippling effect. You know, it just keeps rippling and spreads out. And that's how it is when things in our life or in our lives are not aligned the way they should be. We think it's not having that effect, but it has an effect. It has an effect on everything that goes on when you're not in alignment. So the big question is, what can I do? I've got this gut-wrenching thing going on the inside. It's not right. Well, here's what I've observed this week. And again, I just like to speak to the things that I see that are real. I saw this week in both my meetings with clients, social gatherings, getting together with some friends, I saw the pain of things being disjointed in relationships. In this case, with people who are married, I saw it. It could be anything, though. It could be a parent. You could be the son or the daughter, and you know things aren't right between you and your parents, whatever it might be. I don't know. But I know this, the importance of right relationships and making them right and doing your part, whatever that might be, all that you can to make it right. And what I mean by that is this. If you've been harboring bitterness, anger, resentment, you might say, well, you don't know what they put me through. No, I don't. I don't care. Because we all go through things. Life rains on all of us at times, and people do stupid things that hurt us sometimes. Really stupid things. Really ignorant things. Okay, great. Agreed. Mean-spirited things. Okay. But there's a weight that's created when we carry a resentment. We're not meant to carry that kind of stuff. It's not good for us. It makes us sick, and it makes us phonies because we're trying to pretend like everything's just honky-dory, when you know on the inside there's just something not right, and it's toxic, and we've got to do what we can. Here's the game plan. Ask yourself the question, what can I possibly do? And if you are still angry and you're still harboring something, a wrong that was done to you, if you don't forgive that and let it go, no matter how horrific, you are going to be bound by that. You are enslaved by it. Whatever it might be, and it might just be that you need to do something, pick up the phone, call somebody, hey, I was out of line. Own up to what you can own. And even if you are dealing with a total bad situation, somebody's really been a jerk, what role do you have in that? Well, you have to at least acknowledge your role. There's usually two parts, two sides to every coin, if you would. It's usually not 100% one way, 100% the other. But I'm saying even if it was 100%, somebody was just a total jerk and it really hurt you, did something that really affected you, you have got to let it go. Forgive them. Move on. Maybe you're mad at God because that particular thing happened to you. Talk to him. He's big enough to handle it. He'll handle it. Don't worry about it. Do what you can do. And, you know, I'm serious about this because it's not, we think we can get by as human beings and everything's going to be great. But when we're out of alignment on the inside because of relationship, and we are all made for relationship, we think we can be an island, and it's a joke. We can't. We need each other. We need other people in our lives. We all need help from time to time. Perspective, friendships. If you're married, a spouse. You know, you don't want to cause more harm by letting it stay out of alignment. And I think of the image of the chiropractor dealing with somebody's back. When someone goes in there and their back's messed up, they're not walking right. They're not feeling good. They can't sit right. They can't eat dinner right. They can't sleep right. And I can't lay down right. When it's messed up, it's messed up. The problem is when it's stuffed with relationships, we often mask it. We try to mask it. And we're just kidding ourselves. So I know this is far from the topic of money. Not really. Because when these kind of things are occurring in people's lives, especially if it's between spouses, well, you're kind of tied financially when you're a spouse, right? So it's a big deal. Make it right. Do your part to be the bigger person. Do all you can to keep your heart clean. Keep your heart right. Keep short lists with people. People are going to do stupid things that hurt you. We all have that happen to us. And we always have a choice. Am I going to let this stick? Am I going to obsess on this injustice? Or am I going to let it go and continue to be, you know, who I'm supposed to be. And that is a person that should have some peace and some joy and life, you know. But if we're going to be out of alignment, understand, you're forfeiting what could be yours. So just a word of caution that if you're out of alignment, you know, things are going to be messed up and it's going to be a price to pay. And I want to encourage you, it will affect everything. You're kidding yourself if you think it won't. So the other thing I want to share too, this is kind of exciting news for our podcast. My good friend Stan Husted is about to take this What Really Matters podcast, and as a part of what he's coordinating with What It Takes, his similar names there. I wonder how that happened. I think it just does. But iHeartRadio and possibly Google Plus and Sound, I think it's SoundChat, maybe SoundChart, I forget. I don't. He was telling me about it. But the good news is there's going to be more opportunity for more people to hear what you're hearing right now. And if you like what you're hearing from, you know, what our part of the contribution is called, you know, What Really Matters. If you're liking What Really Matters, let us know. But by all means, share with other people. Say, hey, this guy, financial advisor, is talking about relationships because I'm seeing it. I got to talk about what I'm feeling, what I'm seeing, where I believe people can improve their lives. And again, this whole thing of alignment is just enormous. At our company, our financial planning company, we have a tagline that really fits with today's topic. And that is invest in a conversation. Go do it. You're going to feel a lot better when you're aligned. When you've done your part and you know you've done what you can do and you're at peace, something so valuable. That too affects everything. When you've got the joy and the peace and life's good, well, we have a big part to play in making life good. So go make it good. Invest in a conversation.
You've been listening to What Really Matters with Peter McClellan, a chartered financial consultant with the 401k Latte Company in Lakeville, Minnesota. For a no-cost consultation or second opinion of financial issues, call us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. Or visit us online at 401klatte.com. That's 401klatte.com. We want to remind you to invest in a conversation.